So this verse is spoken by Lord Brahma after he had offended Krishna, disturbed his pastimes. He was lamenting. So he chanted this verse, which goes like this. Always seeking your compassion, he's speaking to Krishna, thus tolerating all difficulties as being due to his own past activities, and always serving you with his mind, body, and words, such a devotee is eligible to inherit the kingdom of God. So whenever we're in difficulty, we should always think, blame ourselves. Don't blame, generally when you're in some difficulty, blame somebody or some circumstance, or I'm not in a good spot, or these karmas are stupid anyway, they can't appreciate you. Blame the karmas, or blame, always blame somebody else. But a devotee blames himself. Maybe I offended somebody, maybe I wasn't chanting my rounds properly this morning, or I wasn't taking association properly. So whenever there's a difficulty, a devotee thinks, well, what have I done? And he prays to Krishna, please Krishna, forgive me for whatever I've done to displease you, so that now I'm in this difficult situation, struggling. So that's the negative aspect. And the positive aspect, please help me to engage in your loving service with my mind, body, and words. The Prabhupada says this is the guide for all devotees of Krishna. There's no other verse that Prabhupada said that about. But this verse, very important. Because the material world, there's always some mishap, some difficulty. So, when we go on book distribution, it's difficult. There's difficulty. And this is good. This is very good. Because it gives impetus for us to think of Krishna, to take shelter of Krishna. Queen Kunti, she says, Vipita Satita Sasva. She prays for difficulty. Because when difficulty comes, she takes shelter of Krishna. So when you go on book distribution, it's an opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. I've been distributing books now for 33 years. And still, when I go out, it's difficult. I've got to take shelter of Krishna. Please, Krishna, help me to be an instrument. Help me to understand these people they need. They need your person. So, it's a gift. Actually, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, the greatest gift of Krishna for the devotee is that he's put in difficulty. If you're in a comfortable situation, then no need to take shelter of God. Just like in the third world countries, people are mostly God conscious, right? Because of difficult life. You go to Europe, practically they're all atheist countries. Percentage. Most of the people in Europe are atheists. Things are going, all right. They got money, they got facility. I think Italy is the one that's most, people are more God conscious there than anywhere else. But rest of Europe, with the exception of America. America's, although it's a first world country, it's still people are very God conscious, a lot of religiosity. So this difficulty is good, purifying. So there's many benefits of book distribution. You go out on book distribution, you get purified. Because it's called the fire of ordeal. It's like if you put some butter on the stove, then the fire comes up and the impurities come out of the butter, right? Eventually all the impurities come out and then you just have pure ghee. So this is the fire of ordeal. You go out on book distribution, you're in the fire and you get all the impurities are coming out. And eventually you just have a pure devotee. So this is very good. We want to become pure devotees. So you undergo some difficulty for the pleasure of Krishna and you get purified. So many devotees now, they've been distributing books for decades. some of them 4 decades and over 40 years. Such nice devotees. And Prabhupada wanted that. The devotees dedicate their life. Because the present situation throughout society is that everybody is being misled by blind leaders. A very dangerous position. People, they don't know what is right, what is wrong. The leaders don't know. Therefore, there's so much sinful activity. Today is New Year's Day, Chinese, for the Chinese, right?
No. Today is the city day for
when is New Year's Day?
New Year's Day is on Thursday.
Thursday. So that's the actual day, okay. I learned something today, right? So, but so much sinful activity is going to take place.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday. That's the main sinful day. Pigs, they eat pigs a lot, right? In America, they eat so many turkeys, millions of turkeys are killed. For Christmas, celebrate the coming of Christ, they kill turkeys. So much sinful activity. Gambling, intoxication, a lot of intoxication also. So sinful, they don't know what they're doing. They're foolish, they have no idea. So by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we've got some idea of what's right and what's wrong. So when we distribute books, we're giving people an opportunity to understand what is right, to get off their sinful ways. It's like all of us, we are also engaged in so many sinful activities. And now we put on the right, in the right direction. So we're very fortunate because we're on this right direction now. So Prabhupada said, you're fortunate now trying to help others also become fortunate. So another thing is that when you're distributing books and you're finding that it's difficult, you have to really pray. Book distribution is about prayer. You have to pray to Krishna a lot. And before you go on book distribution, you're at the temple here, pray to the deities, please. My dear Lord, help me to be an instrument in your hands. Please purify me. Pray to Prabhupada. Pray to your spiritual master for sincerity needed to distribute books. It's all about sincerity. There was one Sankirtan devotee who told Srila Prabhupada that he trains the Sankirtan devotees to just have good sadhana. Read Prabhupada's books, have good, chant your rounds nicely. And Prabhupada said, this is the real technique. He said, you just teach the Sankirtan devotees how to be sincere. And what does it mean to be sincere? It means we take this process seriously. Chant your 16 rounds. Prabhupada said, you want to have good success on book distribution? Chant your 16 rounds uninterrupted. And earlier the better. If we have this Brahma Muhurta. If you chant your rounds after breakfast, then the quality goes down. You've all noticed, I'm sure. It's hard to chant because things are happening. Things start happening. You're talking to people, and business is going on. So many things start happening. But this Brahma Muhurta is specifically meant for spiritual activities. So the earlier, the better. And read Prabhupada's books. I read Bhagavad Gita every day, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is where we get our inspiration. Because Prabhupada, he's there, he's connected with Krishna. So the more we hear about Krishna from the pure devotee, the more we imbibe his mood, the more we get purified. So sadhana is extremely important for having success on book distribution. The more we hear and chant nicely, the more we get, we're in this like transcendental bubble. And then when we go out, we're protected by this bubble. When people come in this bubble, and they also get a little affected. Sometimes people come and they come to me and I'm talking to them. And then after I talk to them and they get a book, then they go back the same way. It's only when someone's walking this way, then they continue walking that way, right? But they come and they get a book and they go back the same way. What happened? So, yeah. The spiritual strength is very important. And this book distribution, it's kind of like we're declaring war on Maya. Because this is Kali Yuga, Maya has a very strong hold on society. People are so much bewildered. So when we go out, we're trying to get people out of Maya, trying to get them somehow to take a book in a nice way. Just one little thing I'd like to say about this. When we distribute books, never say, here you get one. When I joined, that was the way we presented the book. Here you get one, we're passing these out. When you say that, that means it's a free book, isn't it? That's what our English language is. You get one means it's his. But then we ask for donation. They don't give a donation, we take the book back. Not good. We have a terrible reputation for giving out free books and taking the free book back when they don't give a donation. Terrible. So when you present the book to them, you say, here, we're showing these to everyone today. Or here, check this out. It's the best way. And then you say, you explain the book to them a little bit. And then you ask for a donation. And if they give a donation, fine, they keep the book. If they don't, we try to get a donation for the book. They don't feel bad. But it's pretty sneaky. Make it appear like it's free. Then they don't give a donation. You take the book back. So, as I'm traveling around, I'm trying to clear that up. So when we present the book, we should present it in a nice way. Purity is the force. So we have to have good sadhana. And personally, when I distribute books, I like to show the pictures. Because there's a letter, Prabhupada says, book distribution is all about the pictures. He put all these pictures in the books because people are attracted to art, especially if there's a message in the art. People appreciate that. So this is generally what I do. I show the pictures, and people buy the book sometimes just because of the attraction of pictures. And this is the art of book distribution. It means to get them attached to the book. Get them attached to it. Of course, you have to be attached to it first. You have to be attached to Krishna and to the books in order to get them attached to it. But the books are very attractive. And therefore people, they get attached to them. So many amazing instances I've had. I remember I was distributing books at a university once. And I was showing a book to a student on Tuesday. I'm usually at the campus for 5 days. So she really wanted it, but she didn't have any money. She said she'd come back and get it later. Somehow she didn't come back for the whole week. And then on Friday, a friend of hers came to the table and she said, oh, my friend, she came here on Tuesday. She saw the book, she wants the book, but she couldn't make it, so she asked me to come and give the money. So she gave the money for the book. This is Friday. She's thinking about the book for 4 days. So she became so attached to it. So somehow we have to get them attached to it. Make it a nice presentation. And people will become attached to it. And then not only do we want them to become attached to the books, but they become attached to you. They have a saying in America, they probably have the same saying here. The salesman, they say people aren't buying the product, they're buying you. You've heard that saying before? Yeah, they're not buying the product you're selling, but they're buying you. They see your enthusiasm, your gentleness, and your they want to get what you're selling. And this person's so nice, maybe I read this book, I'll become like that too. So it's 95% of our ability to sell books is actually in our own consciousness. 95% of our ability to sell books is just in our own consciousness. How sincere we are, how much we want to help them, how detached we are. There's a statement in the Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Yukta Vishuddhatma Vijita Majitendya Sarpata Bhutatma Kurmana Minalikyate. Krishna said, one who works in devotion, who is a pure soul, who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. And although engaged in all types of activities, he's never entangled or bewildered. So people, when they see sincerity of the devotee, they want to reciprocate. It's like before Prabhupada came to America in 1965, there was a saying amongst the youth, don't trust anybody over 30. It was like an unwritten rule. Because that was the old generation, the old dried up, you know. Don't trust anybody over 30. So then Prabhupada shows up, he's twice that age. He's 70, over twice that age. And they're dedicating their life to him. Because he's pure. Pure devotee. And thousands of youths dedicated their life to Srila Prabhupada. Because he was completely beyond the body. Completely absorbed. Completely attached to Krishna. Not only did he attract so many thousands of youth, but he convinced them to give Krishna consciousness to others all over the world. Amazing what Prabhupada did. Inconceivable. 11 years. Did so much. So one way to show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada is to distribute books. He said, you cannot repay me for what I've given you. Because I've given you Krishna. What more wonderful gift is that from Krishna? How can you possibly repay it? But he said, but if you want to try, then distribute books. So he wanted us to somehow dedicate our life to book distribution. There's so many people dedicating their lives for their country. Just like now there's war in Iraq and Afghanistan. People are giving their life for America or for Iraq. And you know, the Japanese, they were called the kamikazes. Right? They would go in a plane filled with bombs and they would just dive right into the country that they're fighting. It was a bomb. The whole plane was a bomb. And these guys were just giving their life for a little island in the Pacific. And I can't understand. So why can't we give our life to Krishna? Much better sacrifice. They're sacrificing their life just for some dinky little island in Japan. Or some country, you know, so many people are dedicating their lives to the country. But why not dedicate our life to Krishna? If we do that, then we go back to Krishna. It's like people, they want to see God. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, won't you not try to see God, but won't you try to act in a way that God wants to see you? Prabhupada said that you get very quickly become recognized by Krishna when you distribute books. Naham tasthami vaikunte yoginam vridiyesuvam tatta tasthami nara yatra gayanti man bhakta. And Krishna says, I'm not in the hearts of the yogis, I'm not in the Vaikuntha. I am wherever my devotees are spreading my glories. When you go on book distribution, Krishna's there. And he's very happy that you're doing this wonderful activity. The more we do it, the more we become purified. So on this point of it's like a declaring war in Maya, Prabhupada said that Sankirtan devotees, they have the mood of the kshatriya. Like in this regard, I'll give you one pastime of Prabhupada. In New York City, 1977, Prabhupada was leaving New York and he was going to Europe and then on to India. And some of the devotees were trying to convince Prabhupada to go to Gita Nagari and just recuperate, because he was a little ill. So they were really trying to convince him to go to Gita Nagari. There he can, his health can get back together, and he can write more books. So they were trying to convince him, even in the elevator, as he's going down the elevator to go in the car to go to the airport. They're still trying to convince him. And one devotee is saying, Prabhupada, if you go to Gita Nagari, it's very peaceful there, and you'll be able to write. Prabhupada very gravely said, I am not interested in peace. He spit it out like a bad word. I am not interested in peace. But I'm interested in being like Arjuna and dying on the battlefield for Krishna. That was the mood. Prabhupada had a real kshatriya nature, fighting for Krishna. When he wasn't interested in living a comfortable life, but always out preaching. And generally, when people are 70 years old, they're just thinking of retiring, right? They're thinking of retiring before they're 70. They're thinking about retiring when they're 50. Prabhupada's 70 years old, and he starts a worldwide movement. Amazing. So he had a real kshatriya nature. He said, also we have the brahminical nature. Mainly, book distributors, it's a brahminical activity because you're giving Krishna. You have to know the books. You're distributing the books, but you have to also know the books. Prabhupada, many times he would chastise the book distributors. He would ask them, so what do you say to the people when you distribute the books? And many times the devotees, they wouldn't say anything. They wouldn't respond to Prabhupada's question. So Prabhupada would chastise and say, you have to also know the books. Otherwise, when the people come to you and you try to distribute a book to them and they ask you, well, what is the book about? Oh, I don't know what the book is about. I only sell the books. So Prabhupada would chastise him. He said, no, you have to read the books. He said, I've written these books for my disciples. Of course, also for the non-devotees, but mainly to inspire his disciples to get serious in Krishna consciousness. So, kshatriya, brahminical, and also vaishya, because we're selling. We're selling books to people. Trying to convince them to take this book. But one danger is that when you're distributing books, you start thinking that you're the doer. You're not the doer. There's five factors of action explained in the Bhagavad Gita. And that is the super soul, mainly, our endeavor, the body, the soul, and the circumstance that we're in. So these are the different factors of action explained in the Bhagavad Gita. But mainly, it's a super soul. Because nothing moves without the sanction of Krishna. Prakriti Kriyamanani, the bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities, which are actually being carried out by nature, which is also being carried out by Krishna. So we have to really take shelter of Krishna, understand that he's the doer. when you're distributing books, if you really get into it, it's really nice. And you just start feeling that Krishna's doing everything here. And while you're talking to the person, you could even kind of like step back subtly and just watch how Krishna's doing it. Don't try to push him so much. Just, you know, present it in a nice way. Step back and just let Krishna do his thing. He's a master of mystics, right? They can do amazing things. I was distributing books to one guy. I tried to get him. He said, "No, I'm not interested." And I just like, "Okay." He said, "What do you got there?" I showed him the book, Bhagavad Gita. He said, "Yeah, actually, you know, I'm really into this." So I just like, I mean, it's really mystical, you know, and you just detached. You're trying, you know, with determination. But at the same time, you're detached. You just let Krishna work. Amazing things happen. Because when you're distributing books, we have to be very enthusiastic. Very important, enthusiasm. Utsaha, nishtya, daya. You have to be enthusiastic. If you're not enthusiastic, you can't do anything. Right? We have to be enthusiastic. But we also have to be detached. See, if you're very enthusiastic, but you're not detached, that's passion. Right? But if you're very enthusiastic, and you're detached, that's goodness. That's the mode of goodness. So to be very enthusiastic, but at the same time, you know, Krishna's in control, so you're detached. These two qualities are very, very nice combination. Enthusiasm, but detached. Very nice. And people feel that. Because generally, if someone's very enthusiastic, they're really attached at the same time. Right? But if someone's very enthusiastic and you're detached, mode of goodness means you're happy. So you're not attached, whether the person takes the book or doesn't take the book. You're detached. So you're blissful. So then people are attracted to that. People are attracted to happy people. Right? And book distribution is such a blissful activity. It's definitely by far the most wonderful activity I've ever done in my life. It's very blissful. Once you really get into it. And sometimes it's so nice, I'm just laughing, just smiling from person to person, just smiling. And I'm smiling so much that my smile muscles, you know, there's actually facial muscles, you know. So my smile muscles start hurting, so I had to massage my mouth because they start hurting, you know. I mean, I've only had that experience on book distribution. Because it's just so nice. It's an ecstatic activity. And this is why Prabhupada also, he wanted devotees to distribute books. He himself was a book distributor. Before he even came, he was distributing books in India. And when he came to America, anybody know how many books he brought with him? Anybody know? He brought 200 sets of his 3-volume Srimad Bhagavatam. So 200 sets means 600 books. He brought 600 big books with him in a crate, and he was distributing those books in New York. Sometimes in consignment, he would take them to bookstores and he would just leave them there. People would buy them, and he was selling them at the storefront there. There's still some devotees that have those 3 volumes that they bought from Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was the first book distributor in ISKCON. And he encouraged his disciples to also get involved in this book distribution. So if we do this activity, this declaration of war against Maya, Prabhupada said we become like heroes. You become heroic if you can somehow conquer your mind, because the main problem with going out on book distribution is our own mind. Because it's a little austere. The mind doesn't like austerity at all. Now, I forgot to tell you that one of the rules during the seminar is if your phone goes off, then you have to go out and distribute a Bhagavad Gita today. Did you catch that? Yeah, you didn't get that? If anybody's phone goes off during the class, then you have to go out and sell a Bhagavad Gita today. So the main problem in book distribution is our mind. We don't want to surrender. Actually, this is the main reason that people even give up Krishna consciousness, because the mind. Rasa. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he once said, the mind is a non-devotee. It's a rascal. It's karmi. It doesn't want to serve Krishna. It wants sense gratification. That's what it wants. The mind wants a nice, comfortable situation. Relax, take it easy, enjoy the senses. That's the mind. Right? But we're not the mind. Evam bhure padam bhudva samsta vyatmanam atmanam. Krishna says that knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material mind, senses, and intelligence, one should steady oneself by carefully engaging in Krishna consciousness and conquer this rascal mind, this insatiable enemy known as lust, which works through the mind. So when you go out on book distribution, as soon as you step out that door, as soon as you're determined to go out and distribute, you've conquered the mind already. So we have to regularly conquer the mind. So as I'm traveling around, we're trying to encourage devotees to dedicate some period of their life to book distribution. I understand you're all working people, so it's hard, it's difficult. In California, Vaisheshika Prabhu, you'll see him on the film. You've all heard of Vaisheshika Prabhu? He's my hero. Very wonderful devotee, dedicated book distributor, been distributing books since 73. So he has a program in San Jose, California, where they have something called a monthly Sankirtan festival, NSF. And this is one day during the month where the whole congregation, they go out and they distribute books. And sometimes it gets as many as 175 devotees going out. Friday night they have Harinam. The next day, Saturday, they go on book distribution. And even on the Harinam Friday night, they also have book distribution. But the next day, Saturday, he has it organized. They go all over the city and they distribute books. And it's very ecstatic. So many people are joining now by this, and devotees are very inspired by going out and doing this activity. So as I'm traveling, I'm trying to encourage devotees to also do this. If you can do this here, be very auspicious. You'd see the whole atmosphere of the temple rise. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, if one has life, then one will preach. So on the other hand, if you don't have life, then you don't preach. So if you want to be alive in Krishna consciousness, then distribute books. So I'm also trying to encourage people to somehow try to distribute books 8 hours out of the month. That's 2 hours a week. Not that much. If you can. Be very, 1 hour for each of the gopis, 8 hours. Dedicate an hour to each gopi. Previously, our whole society was made up of brahmacharis. Everybody was living in the temple. Now practically everybody's living outside the temple. So you have your obligations and your duties. But try to spend some time distributing the books, and it'll be a nice, it'll be like a cherry on the top of your life, a cherry on top of cake, it's like nice, so this is like a cherry on top of your life. You can go out and somehow do this activity, and you'll see new people coming. I noticed that in a lot of temples, you don't very often see new people coming, right? Here also? You see some new people coming? Okay, good. It's encouraging. So you distribute books, then more new people will come. And this adds new life to the temple. So one other thing I wanted to mention is I have a book distribution newsletter that I send out via email. Anybody here receiving the BDN, Book Distribution Nectar? Okay, only one person? Okay. So, who here would like to receive the Book Distribution Nectar? Very nice. It's all stories and quotes from Prabhupada. And I get a lot of devotees replying that they really appreciate it. One devotee said, when I open my computer, the first thing I look for in my emails is your stories. And another devotee said, the only good thing that comes into my computer is your stories. So maybe somebody, one of you can take a paper, take one of your note papers, and everybody can just, you can just write your email. Huh? Oh, you're already doing it. You already started. Wow, you guys are sharp. I didn't even mention it. I can't believe it. Look at that. I didn't even mention it. You guys already did it. Man, I'm impressed. How'd that start? Who started that?
That is actually attendance sheet for me. We have the email IDs. That is the attendance sheet.
Oh, that's the attendance sheet.
But we have the email IDs of all the devotees who are...
Oh, the emails are there also?
Yes.
Oh, so, I thought you were doing that for the BDN. No. Oh, well.
We can give it to you.
Okay. Okay, good. So... let's see, anything else? Yeah, Prabhupada said that our mission is a very special mission. He says, Sarva Sukhino Bhavantu. That means that our mission is to help everyone become happy. What a nice mission. That's our mission, to try to help everyone become happy. Because people are suffering now. You've engaged in so much sinful activity, just like you. There's so many nice houses that have come up since I've come. I came here 7 years ago, I think. So many nice houses have come up. But in these houses, if you think about what they're doing in these houses, it's horrific. You know, they're eating meat, they're getting intoxicated, so much sinful activity. So it looks nice from the outside. It's like America also. America, it looks nice. People are trying, of course, not so much now anymore. Although now we have a better president. But these first world countries, they appear nice from the outside, like a nice red shiny apple. But you go inside, it's just rotten, like a rotten apple, yeah. So people's lives are rotten. You go into their hearts, and you just see it's rotten. So many material desires, so much lust, greed, envy, and anger. So much dirt is there. So when we give them people these books, it's an opportunity for them to clean up their lives. And this is actually a brahmana. Prabhupada said the definition of a brahmana is that when he goes into a room or goes into a place and leaves, it's cleaner when he leaves than it was when he entered. That's a brahmana. So we've all entered into this world dirty ourselves. And we read less. And we've entered into a dirty world. So, if we really want to be good brahmanas, we should purify ourselves before we leave and try to help as many people as we can also get purified. So that when we leave, it's purer than it was when we entered. than when we entered this world. So that's a real brahmana. Brahmana means pure. Saying cleanliness is next to godliness, something like that. So what was it meant? So we're meant to be clean and try to help others become clean as much as possible. And these books are very clean, very pure. Not a tinge of any contamination there, no fruit of desires or mental speculation. Completely pure. Therefore, the Prabhupada, the interesting Prabhupada, he made that mantra himself, Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharam. never says a sunyavadi. Pasincha Deshantarana. Because there's no devotees that knew anything about Sanskrit. So he composed that himself. Destroying fruitive mentality and mental speculation. So this is Srila Prabhupada. And so much nonsense. Destroying all the contamination with purity was given in the words of Krishna and the words of this pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. So, now, if there's any question or comments, we'll open it up now and have a little interaction. But one other thing I'd like to mention is, as I travel around, I film devotees distributing books. So this Friday night, we're going to film the devotees of Kuala Lumpur distributing books. So if any of you would like to join us. Did you hear about that yet? I guess the president should have heard about it.
On Thursday we are going for book distribution.
The problem is that on Thursday I've been sent down south. I won't be here. When am I leaving? I'll be there Friday morning. I'm returning, right?
Yes.
So I'm returning Friday morning. I'll be here Friday night. And then Saturday we're leaving again, I think?
Yeah, Saturday we're going to Sambar.
Right, right.
Sunday we're going to...
So is that possible, Friday night? Can we change it from Thursday to Friday?
So we can do the Thursday in the afternoon,
yeah,
which we have planned.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Friday it would be good. We could do it around Friday evening, the Chinese area again.
I heard there was a place, where is it?
Actually, they're planning to do it in Brickhead, near the Hanuman Temple.
Ah. Okay, yeah. Then you can there's a lot of people there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then they can film the all the devotees right in one area.
Okay.
So that sounds good. So I hope all of you come. It'll be nice to see all of you again distributing books there. Then you'll be filmed, and devotees all over the world will see you distributing books here in Kuala Lumpur. It'll be an inspiration. Yeah. We all need to be inspired.
Question, Devas.
Yes.
See, when we go for Harinam book distribution, normally when we ask them to buy books, they say no, no, we don't want. But when I ask them, would you like to give donation for temple? They say yes, okay. So when they give, then I give them books.
No, oh, very good. He's a smart book distributor. So that's very good. Yeah, quite often when I distribute books also, and they say, no, I don't want a book. I ask if you'd like to give a donation. Sometimes they don't want a book, but they'd like to give a donation. Sometimes they even give nice donations. Then you could offer them a book. Sometimes they still don't take a book because they really didn't want a book. But at least if they give a donation, that's the best thing they've ever done in their life because they're giving a donation to Krishna. So at least get them to do some service. And Prabhupada said, even if they touch a book, they benefit. So even if they don't take a book, if they're holding it, or if they just appreciate the book, they benefit so much. But if they give a donation, then that's very auspicious. So that's a good point. If you're distributing books and they don't want the book, you ask them for a donation. That's fine.
Can I mention something on this donation part? This happened many years ago in Sydney. Devotees were distributing books, and this person, he didn't want the book, he was not interested. He was a leading lawyer in Sydney, on the top lawyers in Sydney. And he was not interested in it. He said, okay, when he asked for a donation, he said, okay, here's a donation. He got the book and threw it, chucked it into the car.
Into his car?
Into his car. He never looked at it. And much later, when he was caught in a traffic jam, he couldn't move anywhere, and he just looked around and he saw this book. He took it up and started reading it. The car was not going anywhere, so he started reading it, became very interested. He went to the temple, he got all Prabhupada's books and read book. He later became the temple president in Sydney, full time. He quit his job as a lawyer.
Wow.
Pratapana.
Pratapana. Wow, that's far out. Now he's a big businessman down there. He's, and he's arranging a lot of the tours of Indradyumna Swami in Australia. So he's very much involved. So he has a restaurant there. Yeah, very interesting. Thank you for that. Okay, any other questions? Comments? So another thing I wanted to point out is that when you distribute books, you have to be tolerant. Prabhupada, he wrote to sannyasis and said, if you're not tolerant and you're not humble, you'll not be able to preach Krishna consciousness. So there's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, my favorite verse, actually, about book distribution, which will you might find interesting also. Pitikshaya karuniya maitra chichilakam chantrasu samadvena chisaravama bhagavan sampasiditi. This is by Svayambhuva Manu. He says that Krishna, Bhagavan, is very pleased when his devotees approach people with four qualities: tolerance, compassion, friendliness, and equality. So these four qualities are very important when you're distributing books. You have to be tolerant because people are going to say no. I was speaking about that already. Sometimes people are even obnoxious and say some nonsense to you. So if you're tolerant, then you can be compassionate. If you're not tolerant, it's not possible to be compassionate. But if you're tolerant, then that compassion, that quality can come out. Compassion is a very exalted quality, because we still have envy and there's lust and so many horrible qualities are still there. So with compassion can come out to the degree that we're free of these lower qualities and we're tolerant. Compassion, Prabhupada mentions in the Nectar of Devotion, compassion means not being able to tolerate seeing the suffering of others. It gives pain. Therefore, para dukkha dukkhi. Devotee feels pain upon seeing others suffering. So this is compassion. I'll tell you an interesting Prabhupada pastime in this regard. He was going on his morning walk and he was driving by one golf course. And Prabhupada looked over and he asked the devotee in the car, what are they doing? And the devotee said, Prabhupada, there's a hole in the ground and they have a stick and there's a ball and they try to hit the ball in the hole with the stick. And Prabhupada looked over to him and he became so compassionate he just started crying. He said, they are simply wasting their human form of life. This is another way to waste their human form of life. So compassionate. I mean, generally when people see others, you know, golfing, you're usually rich people. You know, sometimes people are envying them. You know, I'm happy to go to work and these guys are out there golfing. You know, they're envying them. Prabhupada is, they're wasting their human form of life. Another nice pastime in this regard about compassion. Prabhupada was walking with one devotee must have been in Europe because there was ice puddles. Ice. So he was walking along with this king. He was breaking the ice. He'd walk along and he'd stop and he'd break the ice. He'd walk along and he'd see another puddle and he'd break the ice. And the devotee finally asked Prabhupada, what is the meaning of this? And Prabhupada said, the heart is naturally soft and warm. But now, because of contact with Maya, the heart has become cold and hard. Just like water is naturally soft and warm. But in contact with the cold, it's become hard and cold. So my mission is to crush that. to again make the hearts of the living entities soft and warm. So this is Prabhupada. So by this book distribution, we're giving people an opportunity to have warm, soft hearts again. Nice, that's Prabhupada. Pure, soft-hearted, warm devotee. Yes, Prabhu.
Question. We have been doing book distribution for over 33 years now. And there are so many other devotees who are also very committed. So can you share what is the secret of this energy that devotees get? They can go in the morning, come do book distribution all day in spite of all these circumstances. What actually keeps them going committed year after year? What is your experience?
So the question is how can devotees that have been distributing books for many years continue? What is the experience that keeps you going? Well, personally I can say that just seeing people take Prabhupada's books, seeing them walk away with Srila Prabhupada's books brings great satisfaction. And a number of people have become devotees from books that I've distributed. So that's inspiring. People's lives have been changed by books that I've distributed. So, yeah, this is very inspiring. And just so many statements by Prabhupada about the importance of book distribution has kept me going on book distribution. Statements by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Oh, there's another phone. All right. We've got another Bhagavad Gita going out. So, a number of things. Just hearing also other book distributors, inspired by other book distributors. Prabhupada's example. I mean, sometimes it's a little difficult for us to distribute books. Yeah. But imagine, look at the position of Srila Prabhupada. He wrote the books. He had to get the books printed in New Delhi. Living in Vrindavan, writing in Vrindavan, had to go to New Delhi to get them printed, and then he would distribute them. And sometimes while he was distributing New Delhi, very hot, he would get heat stroke. One time he collapsed. None of us have ever collapsed on book distribution. Imagine the difficulty Prabhupada underwent. So he wrote them, he got them printed, and then he distributed them. Even in, as I mentioned, even in New York City. So all we have to do is go to the BBT and get the books and go out. We don't have to write them, we don't have to get them printed. We just have to get the books, go in our car, and distribute. Very simple compared to what Prabhupada went through. Right? So we should be inspired, encouraged by the example of Srila Prabhupada. Okay? Anything else? Okay. Yes?
Probably sometimes we give books to friends who are close to us, and we give it to them to read. Do you consider that as a part of
book distribution?
Organized book distribution.
Yeah. That's nice. Distribution to your friends, that's good. But as we continue on in Krishna consciousness, we should try to see everyone as our friend. Because everybody is part and parcel of Krishna. Even though this is a country where mostly there's Muslims and Chinese. But if you go deep down, then they're eternal servants of Krishna. They're not Chinese or Muslim or African or American. Everybody's eternal servant of Krishna. So So this is the mood of Srila Prabhupada. He just saw everybody as part and parcel of Krishna. So we should see like that. When we go out and distribute books on Thursday and Friday, try to see like that. They're all our friends. Of course, you can't distribute books to Muslims, right? That's illegal here, right? So even though we're our friend, we can't approach them. The Kali Yuga government, yeah. They don't want to be converted from their religion. But anyway, there's so many other people, souls and other bodies that we can approach. You've heard of Shastradan?
Yeah.
You have that going here? Oh, very good. There's many ways. Also, there's smart tables. You heard of smart tables? Smart tables are smart boxes. They're boxes in which you put books in, right? And there's a place to put Lakshmi, and you can put a lock. Keep the Lakshmi in there. And we take them to Indian stores and other even conventional stores. Get permission, tell them that we're on a mission trying to increase wisdom and spirituality. And they put them on their counter. And devotees adopt a box. So every week they go and they put more books and they take the Lakshmi out. So in San Jose, California, I think, I'm not sure how many they have, 50 or so. So it's a nice thing to do. All over the world this is going on now, smart boxes. Get somebody to make up these boxes. You have Indian stores here, right?
Yeah.
Put them at Indian stores. Usually they don't have a problem with that. And even if put them in conventional stores, if they allow.
So the idea for the smart box is that the person who wants just puts in a donation and takes a book?
There's a little sticker on the book.
It says the price.
It says the price.
Okay. So you just pick up...
And they just take the book. It's the honor system. But they're on a table there also.
Okay, so people are
there. People are there, yeah. So, and there's a lock on there. Put the money in there. So, it's very nice. Smart box book distributors. They're very tolerant. You know, they just sit there and wait. Very, very patient also. Very tolerant. They just sit there and wait. So that's a good program. Yes, Ruben.
When you made services, book distribution, how much time do you give to someone who's actually receptive to Krishna consciousness and how, you know, as opposed to trying to distribute to as many people as possible?
I usually spend a couple minutes, person, 2 or 3 minutes, sometimes more, sometimes less. Sometimes if they're very interested, I'll stop and preach to them.
So the same as devotees can speak for hours on the topics of...
Well, hours might be a little too much. But just recently, I was at one university and I distributed a book to a student there. And then I came back a couple of days later and he had been reading the book and he was very interested. So I spent about an hour speaking to him. And then that day he went back to the temple with me. He was very interested. So sometimes you'll meet people that are very interested. So then you stop. Spend some time with them. This person may become a devotee. We're not just out there to distribute books. We want to make devotees. So if you come across somebody that's very interested, spend time with them. You may become a devotee. Many people in our society have become devotees by meeting a book distributor and the distributor being personal and spending time with them. Now, we're a very personal society, but sometimes we can be a little impersonal. You know, I remember I was in Miami Temple one time and this temple was 8 stories. We had an elevator. So I spoke to one Indian gentleman there in the elevator, small talk. He said, you know, I've been to this temple 8 times and this is the first time anybody's spoken to me. So So sometimes, you know, we're trying so hard to bring people in, but sometimes people come, we don't, you know, just, we don't even spend any time with them. So we should be personal. Especially people come to the temple, we should, you know, we should greet them very nicely and spend time with them. Prabhupada even said that there should be two cooks cooking continually, so that anybody comes, there's sabji, puri, halava, anybody that comes. Prabhupada was really, I was amazed when I read that. And he said at any time, anybody comes, they should get a full plate of prasadam, fresh plate of prasadam. And in the evening, there's some left, and they can distribute to the devotees. Prabhupada was amazed. I don't know if anybody's doing that in the whole society, but that was his instruction. The Prabhupada was very personal. Yes?
Guruji, with respect to the point that you just made about spending some time with interested people who may show some interest in Krishna consciousness, have you or other temples who have any system of follow-up to make sure that these possibly interested devotees, somebody is trying to follow up and communicate and try to see how to bring them to temple, in your experience, either yourself or anywhere else, and even doing it successfully?
Mm-hmm. So the question is follow-up. Is there any way that we can, any system for follow-up for when we meet these nice people, interested people?
Because the book distributor may only spend a few minutes and he may be too busy, he may not even get time to call the person back.
Yeah. Well, nowadays with the internet and email, it's very easy to keep in contact with people. When I meet interested people, I get their email. So I have about 800 or 900 people that I keep in contact with. Of course, I don't keep in contact with them individually. It's a group. I send out emails to the group, bits of our philosophy. I just sent one out a few days ago, and I get responses. Oh, thanks a lot. One student said that one, he very much appreciated. He said, "Oh, that was awesome. Thank you. Keep up the good work. Keep sending them." So if you meet nice people, well, yeah, get their email, keep in contact with them. And do you do door-to-door here? Door-to-door is very good, because then you're in their home, you have their address right there, you've been in their home, it's very personal, they're comfortable in their home, so that's a great way. You can go back, bring prasadam, bring books. This is a great way for making devotees. Jehovah's Witnesses, that's what they mainly do. They're not very popular, but they're one of the fastest growing religions on the planet. Door to door. Prabhupada said this door to door in his books 90 times. 90 times, door to door. So it's very good. Way to distribute books. Contact is very important. Keep in contact with people. Contact Sankirtan.
You said the word costless mercy Prabhupada wrote 27,000 times?
No, no, no. 2,700 times, I think it was. Causeless mercy. Mentioned that the other day. Because he doesn't have to give his mercy. He's independent. But seeing the sincerity of the devotee, then he gives his mercy. That's causeless. Therefore, it's called causeless mercy. It's causeless mercy that we somehow have taken up Krishna consciousness. You have to give more mercy. Prabhupada said, for every step you take towards Krishna, Krishna is taking 10 steps towards you. So we're getting closer and closer. That distance between us and Krishna is decreasing as we continue on. Okay, anything else? Yes.
Although Srila Prabhupada said that book distribution is the most important activity in this heart, how is it that so many devotees shy away from it? How do you make that come?
Well, so the question is although Prabhupada said book distribution is the most important service, how is it that so many people have shied away and given up book distribution? Not only given up book distribution, they've given up Krishna consciousness altogether. What to speak of book distribution? It's not easy to distribute books or even to remain a devotee. Prabhupada said 90% of his disciples would leave. So many left. When he was here, so many left. He even wrote a letter to the leaders. What's going on? Why are so many people leaving? And then he started the morning program, Mangal Arati, Srimad Bhagavatam class, because so many people were leaving. So this is Kali Yuga. The modes of nature are pushing down very hard on the minds of the living entities. So it's difficult. So it's if you can remain a devotee and distribute books, cause us mercy. That's the mercy of Krishna. And you'll be rewarded so much. Prabhupada said you chant 16 rounds a day. You follow the four regular principles. I guarantee you at the end of this life you go back to Godhead. What to speak if you're distributing books? Special mercy. Yes, ma'am.
Guruji, how many hours in a day or in a week do you actually spend on the street distributing books?
Well, now I've gotten a little older, so I don't do the street so much. I still do, but not so much. I mainly set up a book table at universities. In America, we have the freedom of speech, freedom of religion at public areas. So there's no problem for us to set up a table at universities. So that's what I do. I usually spend about 5 or 6 hours a day. Very nice. Student books to the students. They're intelligent. They have money. So they take a lot of books. Yes,
Guru? Putting book table is easier to sell the books or going door to door?
The question is easier to distribute books at a table or door to door? Well, it depends. It depends on the consciousness. Like I said, 95% of your ability to distribute books is in your consciousness. So you may be at a table with bad consciousness and nobody will take a book. If you go door to door, good conscience, everybody will take a book. So, but I found that the table book distribution is very nice because it looks authorized. First of all, you're authorized. You got a table. Generally, you got a table there. It's authorized. And I show the books, as you'll see how I distribute books, and a lot of people take. Door to door is also very nice. Because, they feel comfortable in their homes. But again, if you're in good consciousness, anybody will take a book. Practically anybody will take a book if you're in really good consciousness. And there have been examples of devotees distributing 900 books in one day, 600 books in one day, 700 books in one day. Mind above matter. Do amazing things. Do amazing things if we're in good consciousness. It's actually a mystical. Book distribution is mystical. You're really plugged in. It's amazing. Who takes a book? I remember I was distributing books one time in the airport. And it was very slow. There was one man coming down the corridor, and he was dressed like he had about $1,000 suit on. This was one of these hardcore, successful businessmen. Generally, we don't try to stop them because they just shake us off. But I thought, anyway, there's nobody else here, so I'll give it a try. So I stopped him, offered the Bhagavad Gita to him, and was showing it to him. And he said, you know, it's amazing that you stopped me out of the crowd here. There's nobody there with us. Because I'm really into this. I'm really into this. I was like shocked. I said, really? Wow, you surprised me. He So we took it and gave a nice donation. As he was walking away, I was thinking, wow, see, mental blocks. He was a really nice guy. So anybody can take a book if we're in good consciousness, whether you're door to door or at a table, or it's the enthusiasm, the purity, the tolerance, the detachment, all these things are important. And as we engage in this activity, these qualities gradually develop. So we want these qualities, right? Tolerance, compassion. So when you go out on book distribution, you exercise these qualities. It's like if someone wants to be a big weightlifter, Mr. Malaysia or something. Do they have that here also, Mr. Malaysia?
Yeah.
Or Mr. World. And you got to do a lot of weightlifting to get those muscles coming out. But if someone, if they don't lift weights, then the muscles aren't going to grow. Right? So we want these spiritual muscles to grow. So if you want these spiritual muscles to grow, you got to go out and you have to exercise them. Yeah, carry the books, yeah, right. But we have to exercise tolerance. If you're always in the temple or always in your job, then you don't have to exercise this tolerance. And when you go on a book distribution, you have to exercise this tolerance and compassion and purity, determination, all these different qualities, you have to exercise them so you become a strong spiritualist, a strong devotee.
Yeah, our experience is that when we put book tables, we're not allowed to put public places, and then it's very difficult to get permission. So we concentrate on temples, the local temples, the daily temples. Mm-hmm. And there we have ready-made customers. But they are all fired, they're coming to the temple for praying, and they see the fire and read this book. But they're already ready-made. It's much easier to get the book tables.
So, but some new people come also?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, okay. So that's great. Yeah, book table is fantastic. You have a little tablet there, get their email, keep in contact with them, let them, you have a send out here for programs, festivals that are coming out, yes, send out. So add them to your email list, you know, get them involved more and more. Very important. You have that when you go to the table, you have an email, you get their emails? Oh, you have that already, okay, good.
We have an e-group for new contacts. We have an e-group where we send them our regular invitations.
New contacts. Okay, new contacts. Good.
So either through group distribution, even those who come first time to Sunday feast, we add them to the...
Oh, good. Very good.
So we have a few hundred contacts there.
Very good. Yes?
Is it possible to develop like a fading frenzy on distributing books, especially on
a... what?
A fading frenzy.
Fading frenzy?
Fading.
Feeling.
Fleeting.
Feeding frenzy. Okay. Feeding frenzy.
Like sharks, kind of a feeding frenzy. So around the book table, we sort of start to develop a group, and they all start to become interested, because like when people are busking, they see a huge group developing, and out of interest they go in and see, as opposed to singling out people. And then people start to basically start to preach on the group level, and people come in and listen, and then we start to distribute books.
Yeah.
Is this, have you developed this, or have you had this experience?
That happens occasionally, not very much, but yeah, yeah, it
no
does
techniques
happen.
For developing this?
Well,
like
you can only do that if there's a big crowd of people going by. You know, generally, where I distribute, there's not that many people going by. Not many people, not that many stuff. But then occasionally that happens. You try to get everybody to take a book, but that's also pretty tough. Okay, ready for the film?
One more. Tell us something about set distribution.
That's something that we still have to develop. It's just to get people to take one or two books is difficult. What to speak of taking a set? Yeah. Sets are that's a challenge. There are devotees, especially in New Zealand. They were very for many years. They were having nice. Experience, nice response, and sense. But that's great. It's something we're still working on. Okay, so now let's have the film. This is a book distribution in Southern California with Vaisheshika Prabhu, who is in Los Angeles, and also myself in San Diego, and then also a devotee in Canada. So I'll, as we're going through, maybe I'll make a few comments.